Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Well, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the things I like about being a pastor is that churches like ours bring together people from different generations and from different places and from different walks of life. Churches like ours invite people who were forced into adulthood when they were drafted to fight in Vietnam. And we invite them to worship alongside young souls who are too young to even remember 9/11. I'm sure we'll have to inform Leif and Lucas about that one. In our community, we have folks who grew up down the streets and have lived here ever since, and members from as far away as Germany. Our community includes those who grew up with the Beatles, the truly enlightened who came of age rocking out to Pearl Jam, down to those who have adored the likes of Taylor Swift back as long as they can remember. Our church is full of those who have lived their life on the land. Others who have made their careers in the forests. Some who have worked to care for the hospitalized. Others who have spent their life educating the next generation. And many who have built and run businesses. A lot of us have gone to college and graduate school, and others have walked through the doors with their high school diplomas and never looked back. Every community is a collective. And as a pastor, I get to hear about the many and varied walks of life that have brought us together on this journey. While our various journeys include many milestones that we are glad to share with anyone who will listen, they also include hard times that many will only share with the pastor and few others. Struggles that we've had in our families, houses and other property that we have lost, accidents that we have suffered, griefs we have borne in our lives, dreams deferred and never realized, and the losses of those we love the most. All of these are part of our community as well. There are many things that most of us would rather not talk about very much, but they speak as loudly in our lives as much as any event we gladly publish online. Life is full of ups and downs, good times and bad ones, joys and sorrows, life and death. All of these experiences are part of our life together as the church, the body of Christ. I just got to turn it over to this wonderful preacher. We hear of similar differences coming together in our first lesson from Acts this Easter. The passage we read about, the passage we read about in Acts refers to the Apostle Peter's encounter with the Italian centurion named Cornelius and other non-Jewish believers that he had gathered together in Caesarea. The day before they met, Cornelius had had a vision from God that he must send for Simon Peter and bring him from Joppa north to where he lived. So he did. And when he arrived, Simon Peter declared that difference among God's people should not be gathered together and should not be encouraged, but instead separated out and despised. However, when Cornelius told the apostle how it was God who had led them there that day, Peter's eyes were opened, and he saw things differently. Thus Peter said at the beginning of our reading for this Easter Sunday, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel. preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Though he had been trained to think that God's chosen people in Judea should be kept separate from Gentiles, the Lord showed Peter the faith that welled up and overflowed from the Italian Roman before him. Though Cornelius was far more likely to see Pontius Pilate as some sort of savior for Jerusalem than Jesus was, nevertheless, they were drawn to faith in the same God and the same Messiah from Nazareth. Despite differences of where they were from, what they were taught to believe, who they took orders from, and who they served, still, they were united in faith in Jesus Christ as the one who came to save the whole world. Though the empire Cornelius served had killed Jesus, the centurion was still drawn to see and trust that God did something uniquely powerful through the one who was crucified. Though Peter had drawn his sword to physically fight back against guys like Cornelius and those he commanded, now they found themselves prayerfully and spiritually connected through the Roman cross on which our Lord was sacrificed. Because of their differences, their unity in Christ was all the more powerful. Like Peter and Cornelius, we all come to faith in our resurrected Lord from different places. Whether we were raised in the fields, nurtured in the suburbs, or instructed in the inner city, Jesus is the one who saves us all. Whether our lives have been bolstered by high positions, influence, and high earnings like Cornelius, or whether we identify more with the poor fisherman turned disciple and apostle like Peter, our salvation rests equally in the hands of the Son of God. Whatever our background, whatever our gender, whatever our age, whatever our politics, whatever our abilities, whatever else we might claim distinguishes us from others, Jesus came to save us all without exception. This Easter, we celebrate once again that salvation is offered to everyone without partiality or prejudice by the all-loving and all-gracious hand of the Creator, the Son who was raised from the grave for just such an occasion. Just as important as our collective faith in the risen Lord is our trust that God shows no partiality when redeeming the broken parts of us. Just as much as all are saved by the same Lord from different identities and different places that we inhabit in the world, so are the different parts of ourselves that need saving redeemed by the same Lord. We are wise to pay attention to the fact that when Jesus was resurrected, he still bore the scars of his crucifixion. His hands and feet were still marred by the nails that had killed him on the cross. The side of his torso still bore the hole where the Roman spear had pierced him. Yet his body no longer spilled blood and water. His hands and feet were no longer caked in tragedy. His lungs were no longer gasping for air. The holes in his hands and his feet, the wound in his side, the breath in his lungs, all had been redeemed in his resurrection. So too, we trust that the parts of ourselves that have been worn down with age will be restored to health and wellness. The wounds we have suffered on our bodies will remain scarred, but be healed somehow. The scratches on our souls from the pains of life will be wiped clean so as to never grieve us again. God not only offers salvation to all, but our Savior also promises to redeem all parts of us just as he was remade in his resurrection. We come together this Easter like every Easter, as a collective, united in the risen Christ. We are all different people with various gifts, various life experiences, and various deaths that we need saving from. God came to save all the different people of our world and all the little different parts of ourselves that need his salvation. Our Easter celebrations are about rejoicing in the truth that he did just that. Praise God that the Son is no longer in the grave, for he is risen and invites all of us and of all of who we are to rise with him. Christ is risen. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.